Track 5. ITV Arts editor Nina Nana tells how unexpected acts of kindness encountered recently have helped restore her faith in human nature. Nina refers to a lovely photograph which accompanies her article, showing her looking very smart, dressed in a black shirt dress and wearing white slingback shoes, sitting opposite director Christopher Nolan and film star Matt Damon, while carrying out an interview with them for the epic film The Odyssey.
It always amazes me just how generous people are. Working in the news, we report often on the very worst of human nature, the bad things that people do that make headlines around the world. But people are generally decent, and you find that out when you ask favours of them. Recently, my daughter and I did a sponsored walk in aid of Kidney Research UK. You may know I'm an ambassador for the charity, having got involved with them alongside my late husband, Steve. He was the recipient of 2 kidneys donated during his lifetime by incredibly kind and generous families who make the decision to donate an organ, often in the most hideous and difficult of circumstances, having just lost a loved one themselves. So I will continue to do what I can for this charity because it means so much to me and Mimi. The charity walk we did was across a number of London bridges. As fate would have it, the meeting point for the sponsored walk was right next to Tower Bridge on the banks of the Thames. This happens to be a bridge that means a lot to me. Steve used to call it Nina's Bridge because I lived close by it when I first moved to London. Steve and I would walk past it every single day. In fact, he proposed to me underneath the bridge. So starting the sponsored walk there was incredibly poignant for Mimi and I. I wonder how many people will be there, I asked my daughter as we approached the starting point. And then what a sight. There were hundreds of people, all of us in the charity's purple t-shirts and everyone singing along to the choir on stage and geared up to walk in memory of loved ones. I'm sure many of you will have done a sponsored charity walk before and know how emotional they are. You are literally reading people's t-shirts in front of you as you walk. Messages like, in memory of my dad, in memory of my beloved wife, in memory of my mum. It was a very important day for so many of us, but it was also so beautiful. I had asked for sponsorship money and my colleagues and friends and family had all responded. Their generosity was humbling. And that is what propelled us across those bridges. The sun was shining, London looked simply beautiful, and we were all joined together to remember lost ones and to celebrate those who selflessly donate organs so that other people may live. It was so emotional when we crossed the finishing line and our dear friends Joan, Paul and Alex were waiting there with bottles of water. As we did the walk, the charity had asked if Mimi and I would record conversations between ourselves about our kidney journey with Steve. It ended up being incredibly moving for both of us to go back to those often difficult times when Steve was on dialysis and waiting for a kidney. People walking behind us were listening in as we recorded ourselves and they too were emotional. Soon after we finished the walk, my working life once more interrupted. I was standing there slightly sweaty and full of emotion with my daughter when my mobile went and it was the agent for one of the most talked about film directors in the world at the moment, Christopher Nolan. I was about to interview the director about his epic film, The Odyssey, alongside the star of the film, Matt Damon. Nolan's agent was calling to check in ahead of the interview. It made me smile to have these two parts of my life running alongside each other. You'll see from the picture that I did indeed sit down with Christopher Nolan and Matt Damon to talk about the film, which you've probably seen by now. What you don't see from the picture is that I had Mimi with me, as it was the day after we'd done our charity walk and I was taking her back home later on. It's not really normal to bring family members to work interviews like this, but I'd like to mention the incredible generosity of Matt Damon towards Mimi. She was standing behind one of the cameras during the interview, so she had a bird's eye view of it all. And both Matt and Christopher brought her into the conversation before the formal interview started. They didn't have to do that, but that too was a generosity of spirit. Matt had engaged my daughter before the interview talking about football. Christopher had spoken about he got all of his children onto the set while they were making the film to help out, like work experience. And when we finished the interview and the two stars rose to leave the room and go on and do another interview, Matt Damon made a point of turning around and saying, "Goodbye, Mimi. It was lovely to meet you." She's been talking about that ever since and probably will continue to do so. People who are nice to each other, who show generosity, really do leave their mark. They have a warm feeling in your memory, and that is something incredibly precious, whether you're asking them to help raise money for a charity or simply hoping that they will be kind to a family member. In the world we live in right now, sometimes it's difficult to remember acts of kindness and civility, but it's important we do remember that despite all the awful headlines being thrust on us at a daily basis, most people are good and simply want to be kind.